How's it going, everybody? Welcome to 4 Day Breaks, presented to you by High Rise Fuel for an unfiltered world of candid conversations. I'm Joey, I'm one of your hosts, and I got here with me.
What's going on, guys? My name is Basan. Join us every 9 days to see what's going on, from the latest trends to personal stories and everything in between. Nothing is off limits here, boys, and I mean nothing is fucking off limits here.
Nothing at all. And as an update for everybody, the giveaway is still going on. It ends here in about 10 days, give or take. It's been good. I've seen a lot of entrants. I'm actually pulling it up right now to give an exact number. If it ever loads.
1.1, brother.
1.1. So definitely a lot of entries involved. That's not the amount of people, for those wondering. I've had some people ask how there's 1,100 people. That's the amount of tickets that have been earned. That's not the people. Mm-hmm. The amount of people is a little different, and my thing is not loading, so I won't be able to pull it up. I'm not going to dwell on it. But needless to say, oh, there you go. It finally loaded up as I talk shit about it. 41 people in, so a good amount of people. Definitely. Hopefully, you know, best of luck to everybody. Hopefully y'all get to win. So two people will be chosen, and out of those so far right now, 41 people, two of them will get it. So whatever those odds are, I have no idea, but best of luck.
No, yeah. And just to remind you guys, it's a 6-pack of high-rise fuel, 3 regular, 3 sugar-free, 2 tumblers, 4-day breaks design, and with the high-rise fuel design. And also 1 t-shirt of the Longhorn and Skull design, correct?
Yeah, one of the Longhorn or the Skull design. They're two separate designs, but all up to you guys, whichever one you guys decide to choose. It'll be in your size and all that. I may throw in a challenge coin just because we already got them in. I may throw one of those in into each one as well. So for the firefighters that like to collect challenge coins, definitely, you know, that's something we could probably do. I got to talk to the other guys about it, see if they're all on board, and then from there, we'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Should be good. On that note, regarding challenge coins, everything has been signed and is official. We will be the official energy drink of the Firefighter Challenge this season again. So we will be seeing everybody out at all the events for the most part. I think the only one we're not attending is FDIC because it's convention center, and convention centers are really hard with outside products. So we just normally try not to give them any grief or any ill will type feeling or anything like that. So we just normally don't attend that one. But the first one is in April 24th, I believe. It's going to be out there in Salt Lake City. So we'll be out there. And for the rest of them, I believe all the owners, and I think we're even going to try to get Basan and a few other guys from work to go to the Dallas one. That's obviously the World Challenge event, so should be fun. Should be a good time.
Yep, exciting.
So, Basan, this past week was interesting, this past cycle.
Yeah, it was, man. It was, bro. I started off at Station 5, bro. And that's because, bro, I had to go back to Central, get my stuff and all that bullshit. And that's because, man, I was already checking trucks. I was just about done checking the fucking truck, right? Mm-hmm. And it comes up to me, he's like, hey, I got some bad news. And I was like, what's bad news? Like, what the fuck? Like, am I getting fired? Like, and he's like, nah, bro, like, you're gonna be sent to Station 5. And I was like, oh, okay, like, that's cool. So I took my gear only, and I had to make a call, and I was like, hey, actually, am I gonna be there for 24 hours? He's like, oh, yeah, you are. And I was like, fuck. I had to get my fucking ass back, get all my sheets, get all my food, bro. That day, Station 5 was pretty busy. Well, for you guys, bro, you guys were fucking busy that day.
Was it our first day?
Yeah, it was our first day. It was a Saturday.
What did we have? I'm trying to remember. We had the regular.
The grass fire that you guys had.
Yeah, no, it was a busy cycle. Our second day wasn't as busy. Definitely our first day was. First day was busy. Our third day yesterday was it was kind of busy, but not really for me. It was more busy for Mario.
Oh, dude, for real, poor guy.
Going out there to 490 and 681. So it was cool though, man. I think this cycle definitely was a lot busy. Busier than we've had the past few cycles, I'll say that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's been kind of slow, so it picked up a little bit. Obviously, I was at 3 the whole cycle. I know you were at 5, and then you were back at Central, and then
at 3.
Yeah. It was cool though. I enjoyed it. It was a good cycle. It was busy. Kept everybody on their toes. Kind of.
Yep.
Just kept it going, kept it moving. Shift went by. I think the cycle went by pretty quick, to be honest.
Dude, honestly, bro, that's exactly what I was about to bring up right now. I was like, man, this fucking cycle hauled ass,
bro. Yeah,
like,
bro.
Holy shit.
Like, I woke up this morning with my alarm, bro. I forgot to turn it off. So I was like, what the fuck am I waking up for, bro?
So you have like an everyday alarm like set? Is that
No, I have one accidentally that I turned on for every day.
Yeah.
And I literally just turned it on, like, I think yesterday before, or the day before yesterday when we were leaving work.
Yeah.
I turned it on because I was like, oh, I need to remember that I have food in the fucking, in the fridge.
Yeah.
So I set my alarm for 7 a.m. So I could go, and I had the label named what, like, you know, hey, get your food. Yeah, so I remember, got it from the fridge or whatever. And now when I accidentally had it set to every day, so this morning I didn't think about it, my alarm went off. I started up like, oh, shit, I'm late.
Oh, shit.
And then, yeah, I got up real quick, and I was like, wait a minute. I'm on fucking 4 day. I was like, hell no. I closed that shit. Went back to sleep. Yeah, it was just a process.
Damn, man.
What's it called? Lots of new stuff coming out.
Yeah.
New movies are coming out. I'm looking forward to the new Lilo and Stitch movie. I was a big fan of the cartoon when I was a kid, so I definitely look forward to the live action. Any other movies you're looking forward to?
Dude, that one, bro. Lilo and Stitch, bro. I know me and my chick, man, we've been like really wanting to like see that movie, bro. Because I remember it's the same thing like the way with you. Like, dude, I would watch that movie when I was a kid, you know? I'm still a kid, you know, to some fucking people. But
let me see. Yeah, 100%. You're so good.
I don't know when that first one came out, though.
The first Lilo and Stitch?
Yeah.
It was like 2002, wasn't it? Yeah, 2002.
Damn, bro. I was 2 years old, bro.
Damn, bro. I was 7, bro. You see, I grew up with that movie. I don't know what the fuck you was talking about.
Shit, I don't even fucking remember it.
Yeah. Aside from Lilo and Stitch, the new Jurassic World seems like a good one. What's it called? Rebirth, I think it is.
Yeah.
What else? The new Mortal Kombat 2. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was not a big fan of just Mortal Kombat in general, like the first, like the movies. The game's lit, but I wasn't a big fan of the fucking that shit,
bro. That's because I didn't even know they were making another movie, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Well, have you ever seen like their first like movie?
Like the older ones? Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are good. It's these like the newer ones that are kind of like they're okay, right? You're seeing the better graphics and shit, but it's like
yeah, I get you.
You know what I mean? Like it's not too amazing, I guess.
No, yeah.
What else is there that's coming out that I'm trying to remember off the top of my head? There's a new Superman movie coming out.
Yeah.
I look forward to that one. I'm a big Superman fan. For everybody here that's a Marvel fan, Superman would shit on every single person in Marvel. Hate to break it to you. Facts hurt. Truth hurts. It is what it is.
Sadly.
There's a new Avatar. Well, that's another one. What are your thoughts on Avatar?
You know, bro.
And not the Airbender, the fucking, the alien shit.
The alien shit? What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, they are Avatar.
They are the aliens, no?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're the Avatar. I forgot. The first one was just Avatar. The second one was, like, the Way of the Water or some shit.
Yeah, it's the Way of the Water, yeah.
Yeah.
You
now
see,
the new one is called Fire and Ash.
I like the movies, bro. I think they're good. But I don't know if you heard of this, bro, but there's, like, an Avatar, like, depression type shit. You heard of that?
No.
So, like, whenever people, like, watch the movie or, like, they get, like, super, like, I don't know how to say it, but they get, like, super into the movie, and it's a phenomenon where individuals experience feelings of sadness, like longing and disconnection from reality after watching the science fiction film Avatar. It's weird, bro.
Really?
Yeah, because they see like how beautiful it is. And I mean, that's like basically the entire movie, you know? Like it's fucking just colors everywhere. It's super fucking bright. Like it's mm-hmm. like, oh shit, like I want to fucking be in there. Well, after the movie's done, bro, like people get, and it's called PADS, and it's post-Avatar depression syndrome, which is fucking crazy, bro. People get like sad. People will go to the therapist, bro, and talk about this shit.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, bro.
I'm telling you, bro. It's just fucking, it's crazy, bro. But I mean, other than that, I like the movie. I think the movies are good. I haven't even seen the new trailer, bro, for that Fire and Ash.
I don't even think it has a trailer, bro. It's just been announced.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think there's been a trailer yet. Maybe there has, maybe there hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I see something here, but I don't know if this is legit.
Is it the one from like YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I saw right now too, and I was like, I don't think so either.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's legit. But it is already confirmed. It comes out in December 19, 2025, so probably around like June they'll put the trailer out, July. Let's see. Night Has Fallen. Have you seen those series? The Olympus Has Fallen.
I've seen London The Olympus Has Fallen. I didn't even know it was a series, though. What the fuck?
Yeah, Olympus Has Fallen, London Has Fallen, and Angel Has Fallen, or some shit like that. Holy now the next shit. One is Night Has Fallen.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you haven't seen those?
No, I've never seen. I've seen The Olympus Has Fallen, but not the other ones, bro. I didn't even know they were tied together.
Yeah, they're all tied together. So Night Has Fallen is the fourth installment of it. That one should be good. I enjoy that series. It's just chilling.
Bro, Avatar is 3 hours long.
Yeah, bro.
What
the? Life, dog.
Dog. 3 hours sitting down in a movie theater? That's fucking crazy, bro.
Nah, bro. It's normal nowadays. Here's the crazy one, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
The live-action Moana movie.
I don't even see that here. Oh, dude.
July 10th, 2026.
Yeah, yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Bro.
That movie just came out for them to bust out a live action. It's crazy.
Yeah, dude. Because they just came out with 2, no? Or some shit like that?
Yeah, part 2 just came out earlier this year, I think. And then the first one came out in 2016. I mean, yeah, it's already going to be 10 years. God damn, that's already 10 years. I didn't even feel like it, bro. Here's the next one, though. Here's the next one. What are your thoughts on the Dune series?
The Doom?
Dune? Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen it, bro.
Bro, today, bro, we're going to stay on Discord and we're watching it. That movie, the first one was good. The second one, in my opinion, was fucking fire.
Really?
Yeah, really good. This is the third one. I think there's like 3 books. This is the third one already. Or there's like, let me see. No, there's 6, I think, but they all tie into the same one. I think there's only supposed to be 3 movies or some shit like that. It's a crazy sci-fi type movie, bro. It's good.
Really?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Damn, we definitely gotta watch that. Fantastic Four. Holy shit.
Yeah, bro. There's tons of movies, bro. There's a new Tron movie coming out too, I think, from what I saw. A new Predator movie.
I saw that. It's a Badlands, right?
Yeah. Apparently, there's an Avatar 4 coming out in 2029.
Oh, shit.
Which is crazy, if you ask me. What the fuck? Tons of movies, man. Tons of movies.
Yeah, dude. There's a lot.
I look forward to a lot of them, too, to be honest. A lot of them are going to be good. There's a few of them that I'm not really too crazy about, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, for real.
And then new games too. There's a lot of fucking new games coming out. I know Assassin's Creed just came out. My buddy Mason's been playing it. He says it's lit. I've seen. I always do this shit to myself. I don't know if you're like this, but I always do this shit to myself. Like if there's a game that I want to play, but I don't feel like playing it, like going through the grind, I'll just mm-hmm. watch like the YouTube videos of like the walkthrough or the playthroughs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's normally what I do. So I already saw like the first like 10% of Assassin's Creed Shadows. Yeah,
you see, bro, like I'm the opposite, bro. It's like I cannot, like I know if I really want to fucking play a game, bro, like I cannot like watch a video about the game that I want to play. Like, you know, I can't. Like, it'll fucking fuck me up, bro. And then I'll come to that part in the game and it's just like, what the fuck am I doing now? Like, you know, I already know it's going to come up. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I think it's like, well, for starters, one, I don't want to buy it. $70. I'm not trying to buy it. I always buy... I've bought in the last 5 Assassin's Creeds, bro. And ask me how many of them I've finished.
How many, bro?
None.
Jesus.
None of them. I bought Origins. I bought Valhalla. I bought Odyssey. I bought the... What the fuck was the other one before that? I can't remember which one it was. But those 3 right off the rip are like the most recent ones.
Yeah.
And never finished.
But like I heard like mixed reviews on those, bro. Like not a lot of people.
Odyssey
like
was
that,
good. I made stuff. It the farthest in Odyssey. I made it to like 60 or 70%.
Yeah.
And then I just stopped playing. Something else probably came out and I just stopped playing. Origins, I tried playing it 3 times, bro. Every single time I made it to like the same mission and I got bored and I stopped playing.
Yeah.
Valhalla, I made it like to like 30% or something like that. That one was the one I enjoyed the most. I enjoy like the Viking type shit, the Norse and all that bullshit. I think I think it's cool, but yeah, I just never finished it.
Yeah.
Shadows would be good because obviously it's fucking.
It's in Japan, bro.
Japan and, like, and shit like that.
And stuff like that. Like I like the tradition that they have there in Japan and stuff like that. So I know I'll get into the game. But like with like the Vikings and what was the other one? Like the Egyptian shit.
Yeah.
Like I'm not really like that into it. I'll play it. Well, those games I never played, bro. But I know for a fact, like if it's free or whatever the fuck, or if it's on sale for like $1, no more than a fucking dollar, you know, I'll probably get it and I'll fuck around, you know, but to be paying full fucking price, like $70, bro. Like that's crazy.
Hey, bro. So what are your, I don't remember if I asked you this, what are your thoughts on, GTA 6, the price is going to be?
Well, what was the price or what?
The standard edition. This is obviously reported. It's not like beneficial, but sources from it have said that the standard edition, the lowest edition available, $100.
You're fucking lying, bro.
Yeah. And the premium edition or the highest edition, whatever the fuck is going to be called, $200.
You're fucking lying, bro.
Swear, bro.
Doug, that is fucking crazy, bro. And like, honestly...
You know, dude, look at when games came out back when I started playing games, like when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Dude, they were only $49.99.
Yes, bro.
And
yes.
Then they went up to $59.99.
Yes.
And now they're all at $69.99. The price is just going up, bro.
Like, I that shit, bro... I don't understand, bro. Like, I don't understand, like, the inflation shit of, like, video games, bro. Like you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think that's, like, the dumbest shit ever. Like, there was a game, like, the one we just bought recently, bro. Fucking the PGA one.
Yeah.
Fucking $70, bro.
Mm-hmm. Like, hey, bro, you still haven't even played, brother.
I haven't even fucking opened the game, bro. I have it here, like, just there.
Yeah, we gotta play. I saw John on it yesterday. So like, yeah, stuff like that, bro. I'm just like, dude, that's a lot. I mean, it's a lot of dough. You know
what
I mean?
That is a lot of fucking dough, bro.
Like that's, especially the amount of shit that I buy, bro. Like the amount of games I buy. I have, whatever the fuck, 96 plus 22, 98. I have 118 games on Steam alone.
Yeah.
And I don't play any of them.
Yeah, you see, like, that's fucking crazy.
The only ones I play are PGA and 5M. That's it.
And you see, bro, like, that's, like, the crazy shit about it, bro. Like, if they want me to spend $200 on a fucking video game, it's not like I could buy, like, a hard copy, you know? Like, unless I'm going to be playing, like, on console.
Well, see, that's the thing, bro. Look at this. Like, this is the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to come out on PC until, like, a year after it's out.
What the fuck?
It's going straight to console first, and then, like, a year later, it comes out on PC.
Well, wasn't it like that with GTA 5, though?
I don't remember. GTA 5, I didn't have a PC at the time.
Well, yeah, me either. But I mean, I think I remember, bro. I think it came out on console first just so everyone could play the
story.
Like that campaign stuff. Bro, that campaign was fucking good, bro.
It was, but it doesn't take me fucking a year to finish.
Oh, yeah, I do for sure. For sure.
I finished the GTA 5 campaign the first time when I first played it on console. I want to say it took me like 2 weeks.
Yeah, solid.
Like 2 weeks. And that wasn't like every day playing. It was like every other day or some shit like that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, I looked at it from that, bro. Like, it's like I bought Kingdom Come Deliverance 2. Oh, I'm into that type of shit.
Yeah, me, dude. So am I, bro. How is that?
And I have how much? I have 2.9 hours played, bro.
Really?
And I bought that bitch, I don't know how long ago. The last time I played it was March 5th.
Holy shit.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, it just, it's annoying, bro. Just yeah, buy so many fucking games just to fucking leave them there, bro.
That shit's $60, bro, right now.
Yep. I got it on sale. It was on sale when I bought it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it was on sale like at the beginning of March or end of April. Some February sale. It was, I think it was $29.99 or something like that.
Oh, dude, that's fucking badass.
Yeah, that's why I bought it.
No, yeah.
I wouldn't have bought that shit at full price. Hell no.
Ah, oh, dude, I was debating, bro. I was fucking debating either PGA or fucking Kingdom, bro. But, like, I feel like I'll play more of PGA than Kingdom. Like, you know
what I mean? Yeah, I mean, I have on Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, I have 2.9 hours. On PGA, I have 8.6.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'll play PGA more. But it's more because I could play with everybody else, like John and all that shit.
Yeah, of course.
Now, the other one, here's a crazy one. I don't know if you ever played it. You ever play Hogwarts Legacy?
No, bro. I've been wanting to, but I'm like iffy on it, bro.
Fire, bro.
It's good?
It's good. I have 39.4 hours. I finished the game in 39 hours. Or a little less, actually, because I played a little bit doing the side quest.
Yeah.
The main story I finished in like maybe like 35 hours. Good game. I wish that it was like co-op or multiplayer so you could play with like friends and shit.
Yeah.
Because it's only a single player game. That's it.
Really? I thought you could see like other players and shit like that.
No, they have like a they have like a Quidditch that shit that they do on the fucking little broomstick and shit.
Yeah.
You could do that multiplayer, but the actual story and everything isn't.
Yeah, you see, bro, I don't want to get the game and fucking finish it and it's just kinda like, what the fuck am I gonna do? Go back to class? Like, nah, bro, like fuck that. Like, you know?
Yeah. Here's another one. Did you ever play Raft when it was popular?
Yes, I did.
You did? That's mm-hmm. a fun game. I've been telling John to buy it so we could fucking do a... Did you ever finish it?
No, I never got to finish it, but it's fucking good. I like it, bro. I like it.
Yeah, I finished it when they released the update. I finished it like the second day that it was out.
Oh, shit.
Great fucking game, bro. Such a cool concept. It was I enjoyed it. Phasmophobia, obviously.
Late game. Of course. Yep.
I enjoy playing it. Did you ever finish Starfield?
No, not that one.
No. I tried finishing it, bro. It's such a long game, though.
Bro, I bet.
I have 24 hours on it, bro, and I have like 4% completed.
Holy shit. Well, Starfield's kind of like they compare it to No Man's Sky, no?
Yeah, cause it's a vast fucking universe, but it's so the campaign is so long, bro. I don't even remember what the fucking like the average time to complete is.
Holy shit.
It's such a long game, bro. It's badass, so I like it. I need to finish it, bro. I need to continue playing it.
No, yeah, bro, I bet. And then, like what I was going to say, bro, like, spending $200 and, like, the way Steam is, like, you don't own those games, bro. So, like, if Steam were to go down,
mm-hmm.
like, we don't have those fucking games anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
bro,
imagine, I could just imagine you, bro, having 100 and some fucking games and then Steam goes down right now, you lose all that shit, bro. Like, you mm-hmm. have no copyright or, like, anything like that, which is fucking crazy to me.
Yeah, but that's life, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Do we really have access to everything that we have? We don't, bro.
But shit, I feel like if you're going to sell a console fucking game, it should kind of give you another copy to like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's the way I feel like. Especially with Xbox and stuff like that, man. They combine. It's Microsoft, you know? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's hit or miss. What do you remember the Left 4 Dead series?
Yes, bro. I still fucking play that shit today.
Yeah, I have it as well. It's a good series. Overall, yeah. Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever play New World? That's another one that I haven't played that game since it came out. But
no, bro. I've never played it.
Oh, dude. That game was lit, bro.
New World?
Yeah. Right now, it's New World Ethereum or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Badass game, bro. I remember we all played it. Me, Pig, everybody, bro. We were playing it like when it came out. I have 88 hours on it, but then I stopped after an update and I never went back.
Hmm.
What other games are lit that I haven't played in a minute? You ever play any of the World of games, like World of Tanks, World of Warships?
I played World of Warships. Never really got into it, bro. Like, that was probably like my very first game, like playing on Steam. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh,
I
no
just
hopped
down and I just downloaded it.
It's free.
Yeah, because it's free. Yeah. So I was just like, fuck it.
World of Warships is lit, bro. I'd be in that bitch in a submarine nowadays, bro.
Shit.
What else? You know what I actually was looking at recently? I was looking at Arma 3. I was going to install it to try it out again.
Bro, I have it, bro. I still have it here.
Yeah, no, I have it. I don't have it installed, though. I need to install that shit.
I haven't fucking played that shit in, bro. It's been a fucking minute.
It's been a... gaming just in general, bro, has been kind of... blah lately. Nothing like too crazy.
Bro, the last time I played Arma 3 was May 2nd, 2020, bro.
I got you beat.
Shit.
April 24th, 2020.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Got you literally beat by like a week or two.
Yeah, dude. Like that's eight, fucking crazy.
Days. I have one achievement in that bitch.
Yeah, I don't have shit.
What is the achievement I have, though? I didn't even say. Started your first Arma 3 scenario. Yep. Crazy as fuck.
Oh, I have fucking 5, bro. I have punch out. Safely ejected from any compatible jet using an ejection seat. Don't fucking remember doing that shit. Rock stable. This is war. Welcome to Tanoa. And subscriber.
Oh, there you go. Now, here's the thing. Let's go to this next segment that we want to kind of start a little bit.
Yeah.
We're going to call it the best of segment, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What is the best shooter game in your opinion?
Best shooter game? It's going to be... fuck. It's because, like, I mean, we're talking about just in, like, in everything, right?
What do you mean?
Like... even from like their older games to like now?
The series. Like, where'd you go with the series?
Bro, it's tough, bro. Because I would like a part of me wants to say Battlefield, bro, but then I love Call of Duty up until Black Ops 3.
I agree.
And then
I think consistent wise.
Yeah, consistent, okay.
Consistently Battlefield has stayed to like its core. Right?
Yes, bro. Yes.
And Call of Duty can't decide what they want to do.
Dude, for real, bro.
Because Battlefield 3 and 4, I don't care what anybody says, they were the worst games in the history.
Wait, which one?
Call of Duty. Battlefield 3 and 4.
The worst.
Worst.
Bro, what the?
Right next to Advanced Warfare, right next to.
That is
to,
crazy.
Infinite Warfare, like all these like newer games are just fucking garbage, bro.
Oh yeah, no, I agree, bro. Advanced Warfare was shit. Infinite Warfare was even more shit.
Like the last game that I was like, you know what, like this is all right, but it's still not Black Ops 2, not Black Ops 1, not Modern Warfare 3, 1, 2,
mm-hmm.
was Ghost. That was it. After Call of Duty Ghost, everything kind of went to shit.
Bro, and that's because, bro, a lot of people fucking hated Ghost. And
see,
I wasn't
a big fan of it either. I thought it would, like, as far as the competitive wise, like, I thought it wasn't that great, but.
Oh, yeah, competitive
wise. It dropped drastically after that.
Bro, like, the entire, like, game, bro, it's just so dull. Like, there was no colors. Like, there was no shit. Like, you know, it just looked the same. Mm-hmm. And, Like, it didn't look like visually like appealing to like want to fucking play. Oh shit, like to want to play. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because like the way I look at it, right? Too, we have Modern Warfare.
Yeah,
top tier, 2007.
Yeah. Solid, bro. Solid.
World at War, top tier.
Yep, great. Solid. Yep.
Modern Warfare 2, 2009, top mm-hmm. tier.
Yep.
Black Ops 1, 2010, top tier. Modern Warfare mm-hmm. 3, 11, mm-hmm. top tier. Black Ops 2, the peak of Call of Duty,
yep.
I like to call it. Ghost, it kind of went down a little bit, but it was still okay.
Mm-hmm.
Advanced Warfare started going to shit.
Yeah.
Black Ops 3 stayed at shit. Infinite Warfare became shit.
Yeah.
World War II, it was kind of shit too.
Yeah, it was
Black Ops 4, hands down, probably the worst Call of Duty ever.
Yeah, that was fucking
Modern
ass.
Warfare, it started coming back to its roots, started getting better. Black Ops Cold War, they went back to their bullshit. Vanguard, they stayed on their bullshit.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare 2 and 3, they went back to like, all right, we're good. Black Ops 6, they're still kind of on their bullshit.
Yeah. And that's because, bro, I don't think about it.
I think Treyarch is the problem, bro. Now that I'm looking at it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at the manufacturers, bro. Treyarch is the problem.
Oh, yeah, bro. Like the new Modern Warfare's, bro, I really don't fuck with them, bro. I feel like my character's, like, too, like, clunky, bro. Like, and it's just like, nah, bro. Yeah, y'all doing too much, bro.
What do you mean? Like, the players' scales or what?
Yeah, like me running, like the first Modern Warfare, bro. Like I think it came out in 2020 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
That one, bro, I felt like my player was just so fucking slow, bro. Like, even with like some perks that I would have to like make me run faster. I forgot what the perk was called. But yeah, dude, like I felt like my character was just so fucking slow or couldn't fucking slide cancel. Like, you couldn't do shit like that, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which mm-hmm. I didn't mind, bro. I didn't mind because, like, that, like, eliminates all the fucking bullshit, you know? Bro, imagine getting fucking slide canceled from a fucking, some dude wearing a fucking bright-ass anime fucking suit. And it's just like, okay, fuck you. Like, you know? Like, shit like that, bro, that would fucking annoy me.
Yeah. And you see, Battlefield, I think, has been consistent throughout it.
Yep.
So Battlefield Bad Company, bro. Great game.
I've never played it, bro. Never played it.
I mean, you were like, what? In 2007, how old were you?
Yeah, I was 7 years old, brother.
Yeah, so that's when Battlefield Bad Company came out. Bad Company 2 came out in 2010. And then the best one of, almost one of the best ones, I wouldn't say the best one, one of the almost best ones, Battlefield 3 came out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In 2011. And then you got, obviously, the GOAT, Battlefield 4 in 2013.
Yep.
Battlefield Hardline, they kind of, I don't know where the fuck they were trying to go with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Battlefield 1 was okay. Battlefield 5 was fucking lit. Battlefield 2042, I liked it. I just hated that they took away the campaign. That's my big thing, bro. I like playing the campaigns.
Yeah.
When they remove the campaign, bro, I feel disassociated with the game, and I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah, I agree too, bro, because, like, especially with Battlefield, bro, like, their campaigns are fucking insane, bro.
Yeah.
But, like Call of Duty, when they had, like, Modern Warfare 2 and it kind of, like, sequel to, like, Modern Warfare 3, like, dude, oh my fucking God. Hey, but, like, some of the missions, bro, like, in Modern Warfare 2 were fucking crazy to be playing at a young age. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Fucking No Russian.
No Russian was, wow, I felt, I mean, now that I look back at it, I was probably psychotic as fuck.
Gotcha, bro.
I would redo that mission, bro, just for fun.
Oh, yeah, me too, bro. I played that shit. I beat that shit in Veteran, brother.
Yeah. Just for no reason, bro.
Mm-hmm.
For those that don't know, No Russian, it's a Call of Duty mission where you're literally going to, it's like an airport, I think. And you're just shooting everything that moves, pretty much. No rules. Nothing is off limits on that.
Nothing, bro. Not a damn thing, bro.
Yeah, everything can literally catch a stray bullet, bro. It's crazy as fuck.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, so then that kind of puts us in that scenario where they're both good. What about mm-hmm. here's one for the firefighters, right? What's the mm-hmm. best set of bunker gear?
Oh. You see, like, for me, bro, I've only worn Lion. That's it.
Okay. You never had a set of Globe?
No, never.
I had a set of Globe before, and then I switched over to Lion. I like Globe for its, I feel like it's more loose fitting, so it fits a little more like comfortable.
Yeah.
But I like the firm feel of wearing Lion, so I'd probably go with Lion. That's my opinion on it, though.
Hey, so how do you feel about the clips that we have?
What do you mean?
Like the little clips whenever you zip up like the jacket and then now you have to like clip in.
Oh, yeah, the little clips. I mean, yeah. I mean, honestly, I do as I say, not as I do. Normally, I don't put them on.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, like I probably put on maybe like three. The fourth one like up top. Yeah. As is.
But it depends. Like if I'm going to a structure, I'll probably throw it on. If I'm going to just like some bullshit, I probably won't.
Yeah, I get you. I get you.
Yeah. It's rare. Oh, yeah, that's right. Globe doesn't have that shit. They're fucking Velcro.
Yeah. Yeah, they're Velcro, bro.
Okay. Yeah. What about gloves? Do you like the new gloves that we're using, the fucking Excaliburs, or do you like the old ones, the Shelbys?
Yeah, the Shelby. Oh, shit, dude. That's tough, bro, because like the Shelby ones, bro, like they're comfortable. I like them. I feel like I have like a lot better like dexterity with them. Mm-hmm. But they have to be broken in, if that makes sense. The Excaliburs, mm-hmm. bro, like they stay like that, which I like too. I mean, like it's cool, you know, but I mean, I would honestly prefer like the Shelbys, in my opinion. The Excaliburs, really? They're a lot more comfortable, bro. I like the way it feels like on my hands and stuff, but I feel mm-hmm. like I don't have like that extra dexterity, bro. I feel like everything just fucking slips.
I think I'm on the opposite side. I think I have more grip at everything with the Excaliburs.
Really?
Yeah. I like the way they fit. They fit a lot more snug compared to the Shelbys. That's what I hated about the Shelbys is that my hand is like right in between the medium and large.
Yes,
I get you. So it like doesn't fit right.
Yeah.
I hated that shit. What about here's a good one to ask. What do you prefer on your helmet, Shield or Borks?
Oh man. You see, I like for like traditional shit, I like the Borks, bro. Yeah. I would kind of go with the Borks. The face shield, like it's cool and all, but I mean, bro, if I really needed that shit, just give me a fucking pair of goggles. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, bro, but I mean, so there's some helmets, bro, where like the face shield, like it looks pretty it looks okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because mm-hmm. they have traditional helmets with the shield, and like I don't mind that.
There's even some traditionals that have the goggles built in that you just flip it down.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen those.
I know Alton has that.
Yeah, it looks like a dude. I remember when I was over there, bro. I would always call myself. I look like a fucking Power Ranger, bro. Just fucking flip them bitches down, bro. You're good to go. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But those helmets, bro, I did not fucking like, bro. Especially like if you didn't really like take care of them, bro. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a fucking helmet. Like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, that shit would just kind of fall down whenever you're like you're running or like you're doing some bullshit. Like it'll kind of like start
coming down. It loses its tension or whatever.
Yeah, bro. It's like that was kind of like one of the biggest things that I didn't like about those. But the Borks, bro, I like the Borks, but
Would you ever want to switch to a Euro helmet?
Fuck no.
No?
No. I think they might be like a little bit more comfortable, don't get me wrong, right? But like more of like, I don't know. It's just kind of like, I don't like how they look. It's like if I'm fucking wearing a motorcycle helmet. What else? I don't know, dude. I feel like we would just have to like retrain on all that shit, bro. Because getting those helmets, they have to have like their own set of like masks, their own like, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, they have their own way of doing things. Interesting.
But it is quicker to like deploy your mask, which like, hey, that's badass. I mean, the faster you could do shit, the better, you know? Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I mean, it just looks goofy, bro, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I definitely think it looks slow.
Yeah. So what about you, bro? Because I know you have the Borks, right?
Oh, Borks all day, bro. If I had a fucking dome helmet, I'm putting Borks on that bitch, too.
I love it. Shit, I'm going to take my fucking face shield off, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Keep it like LA Fire. All
day, every day. A matter of fact, to be honest with you, I've been thinking about, I know the department won't let me, but I'd like to get a fucking leather helmet.
That'd be pretty badass, bro. I know one of the guys has a fucking leather, what's it called? Like strap?
A strap, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to go leather helmet, but yeah, they won't let us. Okay, now here's an outside one. What's the best shoe company in your opinion?
Oh, shit. Okay, so it depends, bro. Like, if I'm gonna and go
we could do different like categories, I guess. Like, we could do one for like running, one for fashion or some shit,
yeah,
or style, so, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
So, like, for me, I don't know what some people wear, right? But like, for me, when I'm usually gonna go out and stuff, I kind of wear like streetwear, like, you know, like baggy shit in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always wear like Nike Dunks, you know, like I love the Nike Dunks and stuff, or like the SBs and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I feel like Nike takes that shit by like a landslide. I don't get me wrong, but I have some like New Balance. I still have some fucking like other bullshit shoes, like, you know. Mm-hmm. And then for running, bro, the ones that I have right now, they're On Clouds. But a lot of people are saying like Hokas are good, or Asics, or like Brooks and stuff. I've never personally wore them and like went out for like a jog, so I wouldn't be able to tell you. But like, that's what I'm using right now. That's my EDC, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
bro. I'd go as far as off, like if I'm gonna go somewhere, I'd probably go Adidas.
Okay,
just because of the comfortability.
Yeah, bro.
I love Ultra Boost, NMDs.
Yeah,
I mean, I throw the Yeezys in the mix with that too.
Hell yeah.
Walking on Boost is just walking on the cloud.
Yes, bro. I agree.
As far as if it was to go out, I mean, that's pretty much what I'd wear too, to be honest. I'm not really too big on crazy branded shit, if that makes sense.
No, yeah. I'm literally the same way, bro. And that's because...
Even like, running too, like working out or whatever, I normally just use fucking regular... I'll use like an Ultra Boost or an NMD or something.
And that's what they're meant for too, bro. Like, that's literally what I was about to say. Like, those things are universal. Like, they look good if you just wear them out like casually. Or you can also use them like to go out for like a fucking run or like workout. Which I like, bro. Which I like.
Yeah, so it's... To me, I think that it'd be Adidas. But I do own, obviously, pairs of Jordans. I do own pairs of... Asics and shit like that, New Balances and shit. To be honest with you, I got New Balance when fucking like Jack Harlow put them out there. It was like a fucking colorway. I was like, damn, that shit looks good.
Shit.
Never wore it. but I mean, I know they're comfy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
What about best TV series?
Wait, I have a question for you, bro. So what's like up? back to like the shoe thing, right?
Go for it.
Because you were in the car scene. I don't know how long, but I know you were pretty like heavy into like the car scene.
Yeah.
Like, would you ever like collect shoes?
Yeah.
You still do, or like you like?
No. I stopped. I had a fuck ton of pairs of shoes, man. Too many.
Really?
I used to have almost every colorway of the V1 Yeezys. Jordan. I was a big fan of Jordan 1s.
Okay, so yeah.
I had a bunch of Jordan 1s. I had a pair of 80... What was it? What were they? They were 86, I think. The Royal Blues.
Nice, nice.
I want to say, were they 86 or... I'm trying to remember, bro. I don't... No, they weren't 86. Those were the fucking... The breads, I'm tripping. They were like 2002, I think. Royal Blues.
Oh, okay, okay.
I had a pair of 96 breads. Obviously, they were worn, so they were like kind of cracked because they were fucking old as shit.
Yeah.
A bunch of other colorways in the ones, too. And then I like Jordan 4s, Jordan 11s, Jordan 5s. And Yeezys, obviously, I was a big fan of those. The V1s, at least. The V2s, honestly, the 350 V2s, I'm not I have a few pairs, but not too crazy on it.
Bro, what's, like, the difference, bro? Because I've only had, like, two pairs of Yeezys, bro. One of them was, like, the blue tint. The other one was, man, it was fucking gray and it had like this like gum bottom like thing to it. I don't know.
Okay, so those are probably the V2s. The V1s, in my opinion, were the most comfortable shoes ever made.
Really?
They were like a fly knit or mesh type on top.
Okay.
With Boost on the bottom. Super comfy. Mm. But there's only four colorways. I can't remember all of them off the top of my head. It was like Turtle Dove, yeah. Oxford, Pirate yeah. Black, and there's another one. Or what is it? Moonrock. There you go. Those are the yeah. four. Those right there, bro. Comfy. I'm actually thinking about buying another pair too, to be honest, as a fucking engagement gift to myself.
Shit, bro. I'm looking at the Moonrocks right now, bro. 1700, fire, bro. 1700.
Yeah. Yeah, they're great though. Honestly, like super super comfy shoes. Like the whole V1 line is fucking comfortable as hell.
Yeah.
What else is there with it? I was never a fan of the fucking the 750s.
Let me see.
So you have the 350s, right? Which yeah. are the low top. The 750s were the high top.
Oh, okay. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, they look like boots yeah. and shit.
Yes, ugly bro. Yes. That's never where they had fan. Like the Red Octobers or some shit like that.
Well, right? No. The Red Octobers were Nike back when Kanye was with Nike.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He was with Nike at one point. Mm-hmm. That's when the Red Octobers came out. They're cool. They're just fuck, man. I don't even know, bro. They're expensive as fuck for no fucking reason.
Yeah, dude, they are.
Like, genuinely, bro. Like right now, I think like a fucking size 11. And the only reason I know this is because I was like genuinely looking. I was like, hey, you know what? I'll buy a pair just to stunt on some motherfuckers. A size 11 is like fucking $30,000, bro.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Dead bro, stock, brand new.
Yeah, there's one U.S. men's 12 and a half, bro, for $4,000 right now.
Red October?
No, these are the light gray, glow in the dark.
Oh, yeah, nah, I'm not with those. But, yeah, so going to it, yeah, I was in the shoe game for a while. I used to resell, too, a lot. I used to have a lot of connections with, like, fucking Foot Locker and all that.
Yeah.
I'd go buy a bunch of the Yeezys and then, or not even just Yeezys, just Jordans or whatever, and then just flip it.
Yeah.
But, it was all right. A lot of money, bro. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, I was about to say, bro, it really is. And would you wear them or nah? Like, not really?
Yeah, I mean, I would. It just, I wouldn't wear everything. Like, there was a few shoes that, like, even now, bro, like, I could literally go to my closet right now and bust out, like, even some Ultra Boost or NMDs that have never been worn, but they're there.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, bro, I used to have, fuck, dude, like, hundreds.
Damn, bro.
It was ridiculous. It was a terrible hobby because there was no return.
Yeah, I fucking bet, bro.
Yeah.
And what about like the car scene, bro? Like, I don't know how that stuff works. I mean, I know you can like soup it up and do all that stuff, but like
the car scene was cool, man. It just the issue with not the issue, but the dilemma with the car scene down here, right, is that one, everybody wants to like race on the streets and shit. Everybody wants to do dumb shit.
Yeah, of course.
I was always for racing at the track. If people wanted to race, they like, hey, you know what? Let's go to the track this weekend and I'm game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, people always wanted to be racing on the highways and shit. And that just kind of like it turned me away from it. I wasn't that big of a fan of it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, especially being here right at work.
Yeah.
Last thing I wanted to do was risk anything for that to be racing on the street and for what? You know what I mean? Like, I beat you type shit. Like, nah, bro. Like, I used to race competitively too. So I used to go to like different events and actually race for trophies and shit like that. So it was cool, man. I enjoy the car scene. That's another expensive hobby with not a lot of return.
Yeah.
Because I was spending, I mean, I had sponsors and shit like that too, so like I wasn't spending too much on a bunch of shit, but I mean you're still talking about maybe upwards of like $20,000 in fucking mods and shit in the car with labor and everything like that too, so it was just there's a lot of shit, you know, a lot of work.
Yeah, I fucking bet.
A lot of work just to go vroom down a fucking quarter mile strip and then that was it.
But shit, to hit like fucking 9 seconds, bro, fuck.
Yeah, bro. I mean it's 10 seconds is the usual that you can hit, right? Especially with what I had.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I just it's tricky, bro, because like stats, especially, bro, like they're a big engine, right? It's a 6.4, 392 cubic inch fucking engine. Mm-hmm. But they're terrible with fucking like compression. That's okay. Why like the Hellcat's a 6.2. So it just it sucked with fucking anything. Like any mods and shit like that, it was terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good engine alone, like standalone, but once you start throwing shit or upgrading shit, it kind of just goes to shit. I think that looking at it now, I mean, even nowadays, bro, you have like these Teslas and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like the P100 or P1000 or 100D, whatever the fuck it is. That's a fast fucking car, bro.
Oh, yeah, bro.
It's immediate torque and that bitch fucking flies. I've seen it smoke fucking Lamborghinis, GTRs, Demons, everything at the track. That motherfucker flies. Good cars, but fuck, man, I don't know. I'm actually, like, I was actually, we were talking about this shit on Shift the other day. I'm looking to potentially get a Tesla, bro, but I just can't justify it, bro. Like, I can't, especially right now with all the recalls, too, that fucking Cybertrucks are having.
Yeah,
it's their eighth recall since release, bro. 46,000 Cybertrucks recalled. Like,
that's fucking crazy, bro.
Like, I'm not sure that I want to fucking spend money on it, bro. Don't get me wrong, I'm not going to get a Cybertruck, right? That's a fucking expensive ass truck for no reason.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm going to spend that much money on it, it's going to be a fucking diesel fucking F-350 or some shit.
Gotcha, bro, for real.
But, like, even just in general, bro, like, they're fucking, I don't know, man. They're still so new, bro, that I'm not 100% sure I want to get into it.
Yeah, yeah, I get you. That's because, bro, like, they have, like, other, like, competitors, too, bro, like Rivian.
Yeah, like, and that's the thing, too. Like, I look at it, and it's cool. Don't get me wrong. I genuinely, like, everybody's going to judge me by saying this, but I genuinely want a Tesla just so it can drive me places.
Oh, dude, I don't want to drive. I'm literally the same way, bro. Like, I mean, I feel like in today's world, it's just kind of like, hey, man, like, you fucking got it. Plus, you got it. Like, you know? It's a luxury, bro. That's all it is.
But it's, I don't know, man. It's crazy, bro, just to think about it. We'll see, though. Maybe. I already applied for the financing. They already approved it. I just need to see if I can get rid of my truck for what it's left, like, on the lease or the, wasn't the lease, the contract, the loan, whatever.
Yeah.
If they'll pay it off, bro, I might just say fuck it.
Bro, it's the same thing with me, too, bro. I literally sent the email that same day when we're having this conversation. Mm-hmm. I sent it out. They sent me an email back saying, like, oh, you got pre-qualified or whatever. I was like, oh, fuck, like. This is it, bro. But my chick, bro, shit, I don't know why she doesn't want me to fucking be in a Tesla. And I agree with her, too, because, bro, I came from trucks, like, you know, and from coming from a fucking truck to, like, a car, like, I don't want to say it's a downgrade, right? Because, like, the Tesla, it has a lot more shit that you can do with it. But, like, you don't have, like, that, you know, like, that truck bed or that extra space. But, I mean, like, in reality, bro, I don't fucking use it right now, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing too, bro. Like, I don't use mine, so it's like I don't do shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
So to me, it's kind of just like, okay, like, I guess, but I don't know. It's cool to have. I just don't know 100% if I'm like wanting to stay with it or not.
No, yeah, bro, I get you, bro. I'm literally in the same fucking boat too, bro. But what car did you have that you kind of like souped up? You had like multiple cars or just one?
Nah, just one, bro. I had a Challenger. 2015 Challenger Scat Pack. Obviously, it was wrapped. It was black originally. I forgot the name of the black. It was like Phantom Pearl Black or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was wrapped when I had it to a color changing, which was called Roaring Thunder. If anybody wants to look it up, I think that was the name of it. Was it Roaring Thunder? Let me see. Roaring Thunder Wrap. Yeah, it was that one. Roaring Thunder.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was a great looking car. It wasn't in gloss either. It was in a satin, so it had like a little matte look to it.
Yeah.
You guys can actually look it up too on YouTube. There's, I think there's still videos of it on YouTube. I think. Could be wrong. Let me see.
Bro, how much is that rap, bro? Like, no lie.
It was, how much did I end up paying for it? Like, 1800?
And did they, I mean, that's probably with the hookup, kind of, like, in a way?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I knew the guy. He was cool about everything, too. So, it wasn't too, the material alone for the entire car was, like, $800. The rest of it, the $1,000 or whatever, was, like, labor.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, it was, I mean, it's just chilling. Not too crazy.
How long does it take, though? Couple of days?
Yeah, so it was one guy. Normally, like, the shops nowadays here, I'll be honest, anybody here that's in the Valley, all the shops here, garbage. Don't go to them. Go out of town. There's not a single garage here that does good wraps from Rio Grande City to fucking South Padre Island. They're all ass.
Mm-hmm.
Here, they normally, because they have a bunch of people working on it, you could probably get away with, like 3 days, 4 days or some shit.
Oh, shit.
He finished mine in, like, 7 or 8 days, something like that.
Damn.
Yeah. But the guy that did it, I mean, he was a fucking goat, bro. He was doing everybody's cars here from out of his house, bro, not even a shop.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Cool dude, though, man. Cool dude. But yeah, it was a interesting lineup. What else is there? But yeah, Roaring Thunder was the name of it. Great fucking looking rap. I loved it.
It looks sick, bro.
Good color. It popped, right? That was a thing too. Like, every time I drive around and shit, people were always looking at it.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I bet.
Okay, back to my last question, right? Before we get ready to fucking cut things out here.
Yeah.
Best TV series.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, bro. That's tough. Okay. Shit, dude. That right there is fucking tough.
What are the vibes?
So, like, right now I'm thinking, like, what the fuck is it called, bro? Breaking Bad. I think that shit's fucking good.
I'll be honest with you, I've never really seen it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I started watching the first season a few years ago. I saw, like, the first, like, episode or two, and I didn't get into it.
Dude, what was the other one, bro? It's it has to do with the fucking kids. What the fuck is it called, bro? It's there on Netflix, bro. It has like a, let me see.
Stranger Things, bro.
I thought that was good, but then I stopped at the fourth season, bro. Like, literally at the end. That's because I think they came up with more seasons. But I stopped at the end, but I liked the show. I haven't finished it, but I do think it's good. Supernatural, bro. Huge fucking Supernatural fan. For some fucking reason. I think that shit's so fucking good. What else? Like the newer ones, like, I haven't seen fucking Landman. I haven't seen
Landman's lit.
Really?
Yellowstone I thought was really good too. I kind of don't like this last season just because they tried to force the ending. Yellowstone was good though. But I think I'd have to say Game of Thrones, bro. Game of Thrones really had me hooked.
You see, like, that one, bro, like, I've seen, I think, maybe, like, the first season, bro.
That show had me hooked, bro. Really? And that's because I didn't start watching it until, like, season fucking, what was it, 8 was coming out?
Yeah.
Because we saw, me and my chick saw season 1 through 7 in, like, 3 months.
Oh, shit.
And then, like, season 8 was coming out, like, a month later or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So, season 8 kind of sucked, right? But, I mean, it wasn't all that bad. It just, it didn't go the way I thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
But the show itself was great. Fucking lit. Lit-ass show.
So, how do you feel about, like video games making shows of, like, the Last of Us and then Fallout? You think, like, kind of like it or nah?
I mean, I saw Fallout, the show. I thought it was good. It's like even like going on that road, right? Like you have like fucking Halo. You know what I mean? Like I genuinely thought the fucking show was kind of ass, if I'm being honest.
Like Last of Us, bro. I really don't fucking like Last of Us, bro. Like I really thought they were gonna like milk the fucking like campaign, but they really didn't, bro. Like I think by like the fourth or fifth episode, they were already at the end. It's like, okay, what the fuck are they gonna do now? Like, you know, like to me, it makes sense. Fallout, I saw maybe two episodes of it, and then I kind of like stopped watching it. I do think it's good. I do need to finish it. It's just like, it's not something I want to watch like right now, like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It takes a lot of patience with some of these fucking movies.
Yes, bro. Yes, bro.
But, I mean, they're all right. Not too crazy. I don't know.
So then for you, it's just Game of Thrones, like right off the bat.
I think Game of Thrones is probably the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Out of, but I liked, like, for example, like Lucifer. I loved Lucifer. That was a great show.
Yeah, I remember you said that, yeah.
Yeah, Lucifer was great. It feels like it's a fucking walking, breathing fucking TV show about my life. What else is there? There's like even other shows like Flashpoint, which was like a cop show from like Canada.
Really?
I thought that was a fucking great fucking a great show as well.
Oh, it is. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that one was lit. What else is there? I can't think of any others, bro. Those are the main ones I think of off like the top of my head.
Yeah, because I'm trying to find this other one, bro, where I thought it was like really good too. Like Sons of Anarchy.
Like Sons of Anarchy was lit too. Yeah. 100%. Great show. There's another. Oh, you know what? Another one that I think a lot of people don't remember or maybe didn't watch at the time, Burn Notice.
Nah, I've never seen it.
Fire, bro. Fire. It's about a fucking spy that got burned from the CIA and he lives in Miami or some shit. Great fucking show. That one was fucking
2007 was 7 seasons, bro.
Yeah. A great fucking show. What else? Oh, you know what? Another one that I think is really, really good is it doesn't have a lot of seasons, but I genuinely enjoyed it. Designated Survivor.
Never seen it. Is it how? What is that one about?
It's about this guy's like a secretary of something, right, for the president.
Yeah.
And they bombed the fucking Capitol building with everybody inside it, including the president. And he's the one that stayed the president after everybody died.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So he's like rebuilding the government with nothing. So great show. Oh, yeah, you know what? Another one. Blacklist was fire as fuck.
Blacklist. Yes.
Blacklist.
Yep.
Yeah. Raymond Reddington, fucking straight up G. Oh, what's the name of this fucking show? The Last Ship, bro.
I've never seen that one.
Bro, you're gonna, I think you would like that one.
For real?
Yeah, it's about a fucking virus that hits the planet, the entire world, and there's like no cure for it, but they sent the ship out on like a fucking classified mission.
Yeah.
So it stayed away from all the shit.
Yeah.
And it basically is the ship that has a scientist that they start creating like the vaccine and shit like that.
What?
It kind of falls off a little bit in like season 3 and 4 after they get the vaccine.
Okay.
It goes into like a whole nother realm of shit, but it's a great fucking show.
What? Great show. Fuck? Yeah. Like there's this other one too. Like The Walking Dead, bro. I never really got into that.
I did. I stopped watching after like season 3 or 4 when they left. I don't remember what season it was when they left the prison.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's when I stopped watching because it just got uninteresting to me.
Mm-hmm.
What were you gonna say after that though? The Walking Dead.
Well, that one, bro. I've only seen like maybe like 2 seasons, bro. And then I kind of like fell off of it, bro. But Nah, that one's, I don't know, bro. Like, that, I feel like they're just doing too much at that point, bro. Like, I'm not, I saw a trailer, bro, or I saw, like, an ad. I was watching YouTube the other day, and, bro, there's a bunch of, like, actors or, like, I guess, like, those people or whatever that I've never seen ever in my fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of like, bro, what the fuck is even going on now at this point?
Mm-hmm. What about SEAL Team? Did you ever see that one?
Yes. That was good.
SEAL Team was lit. Yeah. That one was a good show, too. You know what? What about, what was it called? Is it Band of Brothers?
Bro, dude, we're watching that, bro. There at the station. That shit.
Fire.
Fucking good, bro. My God. That's a fucking crazy ass show.
For bro. One season, bro, that fucking show is good.
Yep. Yeah, that thing's fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah, I thought that show was really, really good. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much where I think everything lies.
Yeah.
I feel like there's one that I'm missing, but I can't think of it.
Bro, same thing with me too, bro. The fuck is the other one, bro? Fucking Rick and Morty, solid. Solid, bro.
I'll be honest, I've never really paid attention to it.
Damn, bro. Come on now.
Yeah, bro. It's I don't know. Family Guy, I've seen like the first like 10 seasons entirely.
Yeah.
Futurama, the same thing.
Okay.
Those are like the shows I like because the fucking humor is hilarious. I remember I used to watch Family Guy with Amy, right? And she'd be like, I don't fucking understand why you think this is good. And I'm like, bruh, this is fucking top tier comedy right here.
Hell yeah.
What else? I feel like there's a show I'm missing, bro. I can't think of it. Needless to say, I think the best series I've seen genuinely would be a three-way tie between Game of Thrones, Burn Notice, and Flashpoint. Those are great shows.
Mm.
And you've never engaged the entire time.
You never seen Cobra Kai or anything like that?
Nah. Never been into like karate type shit.
Yeah.
I do like the new one though, Shogun. I've seen the first few episodes. Yeah. I haven't seen the whole season, but I've seen the first few episodes. It's pretty good. Yeah, but I'll see what questions we come up with next episode.
No, yeah.
For the best of series. We'll see if we did like a best fucking something.
Yeah, to get that going.
Aside from that, guys, don't forget you can still enter the giveaway. You have about 10 more days, I think. It ends on the 31st. I think at midnight exactly is when it ends, somewhere around that time frame.
Yep.
So, yeah, go ahead and get entered, and best of luck. Any closing thoughts, what's up?
Nope, nothing like that, man. Appreciate you guys tuning in.
100%. All right, everybody, y'all be good. Stay safe.